Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Morag Barrett is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Morag has been with us before. She is the founder and the CEO of Sky Team. She is a professional coaching expert, a professional team building expert. She's the author of Cultivate, The Power of Winning Relationships. She's our friend, Morag Barrett. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. So one of the things that I learned really early on, I grew up on a farm, and I didn't have to deal with a lot of, I had to work crews. I was managing a farm crew before I was driving had a driver's license. But I didn't really have any work challenges until I went to work as a senior in high school. And I started working at my first real job with a W-2, and because my dad didn't pay anything, and I noticed that there were people that I worked with on my shift and in the shop there that we didn't always get along, and I remember when I left that business, there was one person that was really upsetting to me, and I remember when I left that business and went to work for another company, thinking, I'm so glad I won't have to deal with that person again. And Morag, guess what? It was as if his sister was at the other business.
They were following me.
Instead of the guy, it was his sister, I felt like, because she became a problem. They're everywhere. People who are problems are everywhere, aren't they?
Well, I think the reality is they are everywhere. It's only because humans are everywhere.
That's right.
And
of course, they would never say that about me, right? They would never say I was difficult.
Oh no. It was lovely. Lovely to work with.
So what do we do? What do we do about these situations where our work environment isn't great?
Well, it's funny to me that we always remember the horror stories, isn't it? It's the people
right.
we don't get along with that mm-hmm. take up a disproportionate amount of our time and effort and energy. And you've got somebody that you don't get along with. It's not always necessarily the screaming, shouting matches where you disagree and go head-to-head every day. It's the ones where you go home at the end of the day, and whether it's to the goldfish, the dog, or your significant other, the conversation starts with, you won't believe what happened at work today. You won't believe
right.
what so-and-so did or said. And we have all this righteous indignation, and we vent, and then we go back to work and we repeat the cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first thing we can do, Jim, that makes a real difference is actually to have a conversation with the person who's driving you nuts. Because they may not know. Now, there's a very small percentage of people who might and are doing this for sport, but I would say it's less than 0.1% of the population.
But even if they don't know, you're presuming that they will care.
Well, there is a little bit of that, but unless you actually sit down and have a conversation that says, hey, when you do this, the impact is that,
mm-hmm.
how will you ever know? And if you don't have the conversation, you're just trapped in a pattern of behavior where you're reacting to their behavior or whatever they've said at work today,
right.
and nothing will change.
So you're saying that if I've got a problem with somebody, of course, I guess we'd have to say it would have to be a peer, right? Because maybe a little dicier if it's a manager or the boss, the owner of the company or whatever. But you're saying if it's a peer, for example, just go up to them and say what? If they've been picking on you, or if they're not doing their job, or they're slow walking everything, or they're passive aggressive, that's a lot of it in the workplace is passive aggressiveness, isn't it? What do you say to these people?
Well, I would suggest maybe you don't start with the person you don't get along with. You can always start by having a conversation with the person that you do get along with. And so I'm thinking there at the other end of the scale, your best friend at work, what I describe as an ally, the person who has your back, maybe asking them for their perspective. Are they observing it? Do they see it with others? Are you imagining it?
Check your position, right?
Exactly. Check your position before you come in, but also check with them and say, well, look, I'm thinking of having a conversation with them. I'm thinking of starting it this way. How do you think they'll react?
Mm-hmm.
So lean on the people that you know and trust, and they can avoid you, because what we don't want is the career suicide.
And
we don't want to go in and make this worse.
And you don't want this to turn into gossip. So when you say a person you know and trust, that's important, because you don't want to tell this to the company gossip.
No, because the person you know and trust is the person you know isn't going to share
right.
it on the company
right.
grapevine.
Right.
And I would advise caution if you're dealing with a sensitive situation, because you don't want to inflame it. But that's also a good way of starting the conversation with the person with whom you're having a little bit more of a tense interaction, is the do and don'ts. Hey, I do want to talk about how we're working together. I don't want to. Whatever the outcome is that you're trying to avoid.
Right. Yeah, and so all right, so now we've talked to this person, and so they either tell you that you need to grow up, or other people, better men than you, Gunga Din, have tried to get this person to straighten up, and it hasn't worked, so you might as well deal with it, or they'll give you some advice on how to manage it, right? One of those three.
Yes, and I'm hoping that they're going to give some advice on how to manage it, and that the situation changes.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of times, the person who's difficult is somebody who's been there a while, and they've been allowed to get away with it, and as I said, better men than you have tried to, and failed,
mm-hmm.
so to speak.
And then that comes back full circle to leverage your peers, the relationships, those allies, and what I refer to as supporters that are on your side.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the rare occasion, sometimes you just have to let it go. And a lot of the stress can be removed when you just accept, you know what, this is the way it's going to be, but how do I thrive? How do I survive
right.
in this environment in spite of?
Because I like my job, I want to keep my job. So maybe part of the problem is we've tried to engage this person because we like to be friendly to everybody. This person just isn't engageable. Maybe we just leave them alone.
You leave them alone. You find a way to work respectfully together. This isn't about being best friends and
right.
you know, hanging out after work and
right.
so forth, but you have to work respectfully together.
This is the grow-up part, isn't it?
It is. And
meaning that everybody, every organization is not going to end the day singing Kumbaya all together.
No, and that's certainly not the intent of cultivating winning relationships. It isn't
right.
about the group hug. It's about the business results.
That's the deal. When we come back, we're going to talk about that. How do we get the business results out of these situations, even when they're a little bit less than perfect? 20 after, right back with Morag Barrett. The book is called Cultivate, The Power of Winning Relationships.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.